Welcome back to Shelf Medicating. This is your March book club episode. We read
Don't Let Her Stay.
What's the author?
Oh gosh, I have
Nicola
no idea.
Sanders, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it was a thriller. We'll get into it. But first, we're going to talk about the crumble cookies of the week, kind of give a little life updates, maybe.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll go from there. Okay, so really, we just have to warn you guys not to get the lemon crumble cookie.
Yeah. If it ever comes back, never get it.
I don't know if we can say that because I think it was our batch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
If anyone out there is listening and got the lemon crinkle cookie from Crumble Cookies this week, which we are recording, well, whatever, when the lemon cookie was out, please let us know if it was crunchy like there were
sugary lemon crystals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or lemon heads.
Or if that was just us. But
it was shockingly bad.
It was like, it was sugary. Like crunchy sugar. Ugh. We could see the sugar crystals on the bottom of the cookie. Yeah.
I just was not expecting there to be a texture.
Like gritty.
It was very gritty. Yeah.
So gritty.
And barely any lemon flavor.
Yeah. Punch me in the face with lemon. The like lemon, sour.
Like the lemon that I did taste tasted so artificial, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like it was not good.
At first I literally thought it was going to say if I looked it up. Lemon crinkle feet lemon heads because it tasted like artificial lemon and it tasted like hard candy.
Yeah, it was bad.
So odd.
But per usual, the chocolate brownie did not fail.
No, it was so good. So the carrot cake was really good. We tried to talk about that one. It's double stacked. It's actual cake though, so
you're into that. Which is kind of weird of them, if we're gonna be honest. Stick to a cookie. It was really good. But
yeah.
I wonder what a carrot cake cookie would have been like.
They could have done that.
They could have done it. Probably, done it good.
Their insecurities are showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a big way. They're running out of flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they did the same BS with dulce de leche. That was like you needed a fork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And didn't they do... Oh, wait. Is that the one that was last week?
The cinnamon roll was like that, too. It was like in a tin.
Pan.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Girl, you're shaking, crumble.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Just hire us already.
I know.
Yeah.
We have so many ideas.
I wonder how... I would love to get inside corporate of Crumble. Because I wonder how far in advance they're planned.
That's true. Oh, I would love
probably
to work
pretty
there.
Far.
I know. I bet like...
Months. If not.
I was going to say like years.
A year?
I mean, it's a big company.
They have to
company.
Get the ingredients to so many different stores.
But they can't get them out that early.
No, but there's certain things like a lot of them use like Betty Crocker cake mixes and stuff. Like those things could be pre-purchased.
It's true.
And like they use so many little like animal crackers, circus animal crackers. And
here's what I want to know. Do the employees at the local shop know what's coming the next week before we do? Or do they find out on Sunday what they're baking up?
I think they have to know ahead.
I bet they know.
Well, then how is it not posted every week?
Yeah,
is it?
Like a surprise.
Like if you went on Reddit or something, maybe you could figure it out.
You probably could.
I'm curious now.
I'm like, I get a job there. I go undercover.
Undercover boss.
Yeah, right, boss.
You're the only one that could because you're the youngest. Anybody under 28 can't work there unless you're Betty Crocker herself that was there at our location.
If you play on your high school's football team, Crumble is hiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for maybe that woman is the reason her lemon was so bad.
I know. I'm kind of blaming her. She didn't stick to the ingredients.
Maybe we need
stick to the recipe.
There's no love in those cookies. Just Betty Crocker cake mix and eggs.
The last girl with the strawberry icing was like so quick. I don't know. She missed the cookie.
Yeah.
Anybody could do it.
Yeah, the other one was strawberry. Did we talk about strawberry pretzel? What was it?
Yeah, strawberry pretzel.
Once again. It was just kind of like bland.
Yeah.
You like I look back and I'm like
shaking.
Yeah.
They're nervous.
The pretzel pieces were like just sticking out. Like I could have placed them.
They were soggy.
And soggy. Pretzels are a weird thing.
Yeah, they were soggy.
Mm-hmm. Which like duh. They're gonna be soggy when they're in like moist icing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot take, and I know a lot of people disagree. Buttercream or cream cheese frosting only.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry. No, and I know people disagree with that, but whipped icing, whipped cream, whatever you're putting on. Oh, and that the really buttery one, I'm fine with that too. Whatever the whipped topping they have, it has no flavor and it makes the cookie mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does like change the like the whole cookie.
Yeah. Oh, it's or like chocolate icing.
Liquidy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it just simply doesn't fit with the cookie, I am a cream cheese icing girl.
Yeah, me too. Wait, this is what we should do. Not today, because we have to think. A segment. We should pitch weeks of what crumble should be.
Like, cookie ideas. We should each come up with a flavor.
Yeah, we each bring one. Fun.
Okay. We'll do that next month.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, let's remember to do that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm bringing chocolate strawberry.
Claimed. That was a good one.
Just kidding.
Like hot chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. So we dipped the strawberry with the chocolate last time.
Oh yeah, that was
so amazing.
Good. Oh yum!
Bring that back. Mm-hmm.
Pitch it. Pitch it to corporate now.
Yeah. Crumble, if you're listening.
Oh, does anyone have any like life updates that we want to talk about?
I went to Bentonville last weekend.
Where?
Yeah.
Bentonville, Arkansas.
Where's that?
It's by like Arkansas. Fayetteville, Rogers.
That's cute.
That area. We you've been there.
Excuse?
The lake?
Literally been there.
Oh, is it the lake? Oh, fun.
But that little town, we went to that museum hotel.
Yeah.
That's Bentonville.
The trip of a lifetime.
It's not there.
Me and my mom were talking about that.
Tragic, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember why. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was.
I think that was in our weird phase.
No, it wasn't.
No. I think I just was out of town.
We never had a no Savannah
phase. Yeah, no.
It was all or nothing. No, I was like sad. I like wanted you guys to reschedule. Like, you know, like 17-year-old me was like, I can't believe they're not rescheduling this trip.
Mm-hmm. Was it in high school?
Yeah. It was probably for a boyfriend at the time. I don't know.
I fear it was.
Me too.
I fear it was as well. It was really like a guy's trip. My dad, my brother, and Ryan were just going to go do like mountain bike stuff. Mm. And then, because it's like the mountain bike capital of the country or something like that. And my mom and I were like, well, can we just tag along and do shopping and whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was a super short little trip, but it was fun. It was sweet.
So fun.
Yeah. It was nice to just kind of like get away and not like, we didn't really do a whole lot. Like, we went to the farmer's market and just popped into a bunch of little like local boutique type places and got lunch and whatever.
It's like the perfect weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our Airbnb was like walking distance from the downtown square and just like a bunch of the kind of little local stuff, so that was nice to just be able to walk around and all of that. So yeah, it was fun. Glad we did it.
Yeah,
it's fun. Love it. Yeah. I went to Vegas last week.
Yeah,
it was fun.
That's a big one.
I think I was there for 3 days and 4 nights, and it was like the perfect amount of time. Like, I was very ready. There's not much, like, it's a big old stinky dirty city, but it was fun. Like, there's fun restaurants, and I like a spectacle. Like, I like to see things.
Mm-hmm.
I gambled on some little horses, which is my kind of gambling. And
did you win?
I lost everything, but Logan won $100.
Oh, nice.
On the horses.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. How was the food?
It was all really good. We spent way too much money on food, which I like went in prepared to do because that was really the only reason we went. But it was very fun. I was with my friend who went with us is pregnant. And so we... I felt bad because me and Logan are like such raw fish people, and everything there is like order for the tables. So we were like, well, we're getting it. Like, I'm sorry, I know you can't eat it. I know you probably wouldn't eat it anyways. Like, a lot of people don't like straight up raw fish, obviously, but we ate really, really good. Now that I'm finally in the Nobu Club, I want to go to every Nobu in the country. It was like literally so amazing. And yeah.
Good.
Nice. Was your hotel nice and everything?
Yeah, we stayed at the Venetian, which is pretty. Of all of them, like, walking around them, I was, like, really happy with where we were.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, I can't remember right now, either Park MGM or something that was smoke-free, and I didn't know that before, and I would, like, definitely go out of my way to stay at the smoke-free one again if I went back.
Yeah.
And then the new one there that's pretty, the Wynn, that's where Taylor Swift stays when she's there, and it, like, made perfect sense, and we, like, saw this area where it was, like, suite 1, 2, and 3, like this like beautiful area, and I was like, you know, she's put up in one, like, you know, that's where she's at. So that was like, you know, kind of fun.
Yeah.
And like, it's just crazy, like, obviously you don't see him, but I was like, we could hypothetically run into Adele and Nobu. Like, she's here, you know. So I saw no celebrities though.
Darn. Oh man, that's how I felt in New York. I was like wanting to see like someone like walking by, because you see like a lot of people do.
People see people all the time.
I like honestly didn't think about it, and then the one time when we were walking on the street, I was like, oh, we should kind of be on the lookout.
Yeah. Trisha Paytas was in Vegas the weekend before me, and I would have died to see Trisha.
That would have been like the best celebrity for you to see.
Yeah, Malibu and Moses.
Wow, that would be everything.
I have nothing. I had spring break, so I just had a week off, and it was great. I had my birthday and was plenty celebrated and loved, and it was really sweet. I got a new vacuum. Nice. And it's so great. I love it. I got an air fryer. Nice. That like has a drawer, and anything that can be air fried, I keep just throwing stuff in there. It comes out perfect every time. Drew Barrymore's collections really got a chokehold on me.
Yeah,
it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. We had a toaster oven that we use all the time, and Christian was like, let's just get the toaster. It's so aesthetically pleasing. So we got a toaster for no reason, just because it's white and looks good on our counter. Mm-hmm. We got a new coffee maker. Our old one worked fine, but he was on a roll, and I just was like, I gotta go.
I love when it's like the husband's like steering the ship, and you're just like,
We were like getting the. He decided on the toaster. He's like, all right, do you want to go with the toaster? And I thought he'd forgot about it. I was like, yeah. And then like he turns around, and he's like, ooh, like he's just a coffee maker. And we like have like the cute Nespresso like white one, and so our black just like coffee mate just like ruins it. And so I'm so happy with that. We're like, we'll take one to work, and we like put the toaster oven like up for like when we need it, but no regrets. It was like the best birthday. I'm like using all of my stuff. I got new running shoes, like Nike shoes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I've just been like using all the presents. It's just been so fun and so great. So yeah, and I just like had a nice relaxing deep clean the house, catch up on laundry, and now it's booked for a week and my house is like a wreck again, but I'm just thankful I had the time. But so that's happening too, but I already had one of those and it is what it is, so you know, I'm not gonna go into that, but there are Taylor Swift books now at the book fair and they are selling. So I love that.
Yeah,
love that for them. So okay, that's all though.
Very good. All right, okay. Shall we discuss?
Yeah, you ready for your summary?
You said the name already, right?
Yeah,
we already said the name. Don't let her stay. Let's do it. So main character is Joanna. Woman in
Joanne.
Her, or Joanne.
Oh.
Sorry.
Chloe.
It was so easy. I kept getting it wrong, though, because, you saw him almost equally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Her name's Joanne. Her husband's name is Richard. They have a baby, and he's a bit older than her. They live in a big house out in the country. He has a daughter from his first marriage who calls one day and says, like, hey, Dad, I want to come visit. And this is big news because they had been not in each other's lives. And so he's very excited. And main girl Joanne is very excited. She's going to be a good host. She's going to welcome in this 20-year-old daughter into their lives. She gets there and she is instantly so mean to Joanne. She refuses to get her name right. She keeps asking why she's so tired, kind of inferring she's not a good mother. So they get off to a rocky start, but it like pretty quickly becomes a gaslight situation where when she tries to tell her husband, hey, your daughter's being a jerk, he's like, you need to get more rest, or I don't think she said that, I think you two just don't like each other, etc. So that goes on and on. It's kind of like the unreliable narrator trope, like you don't know if her mind is deceiving her or if the daughter is being mean. It all comes to a head one day because basically they start looking into how his first wife passed, and narrator Joanne believes that the daughter had actually killed her mom to spend more time with her dad. So she gets very nervous of being in the house and thinks that the daughter is trying to kill her, but the daughter then says, no, my dad is trying to kill us both. So they end up getting in a big altercation. The daughter ends up shooting the dad. And then we find out in the
very last chapter,
the daughter actually was crazy. So I don't know what I skipped. I mean, a lot. Oh, there's a baby. I mean,
yeah, you said there's
a baby. Yeah, she has a little baby. And like, there's a bunch of like controversy over, they like hire the daughter to be the nanny, but then the woman's too scared to leave the baby alone with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much it, because I think we'll talk about
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's one of those books that like everything happens in the same house, so
yeah,
I mean, they go to town a couple times.
yeah
And there's a dog. What's the dog's name?
Oscar.
What kind of dog was Oscar?
Poor guy.
A pug.
Oh.
I don't know.
I imagine my mind. Golden retriever.
100% okay to me. That's just me.
All right,
I'm very curious about everyone's thoughts.
Well, for one, I read 72% of it on my flight to Vegas. So reading 72% of any book in one setting,
it's a lot.
Well, in the beginning, I was like, I love it, because I was just eating it up, because it was like, I couldn't move. Like, I had no other entertainment. It's one of those books that, and like, the further I get from it, the more I'm like, I didn't dislike the book and I was very engaged. I do feel like the ending was like both predictable and annoying.
Yes.
Like, just like, mm-hmm. okay.
Exactly how I felt.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that they were going to flip it on the husband at some point, but I also knew that the daughter wasn't innocent. It was impossible for her to be innocent. She had been an absolute nightmare. Right.
Yeah.
To Joanne, and obviously she tried to justify that by saying, I wanted you to leave my dad, but there were so many instances that I'm like, you not wouldn't necessary. Have done that yeah. if that was what you were wanting. So it was mm-hmm. like, I would have yeah. been annoyed if they didn't add back that twist, because I'm like, that does not explain how she acted.
No, but then I when totally they added disagree. It back,
I'm like, okay, annoying.
I disagree completely.
Okay.
Yay, let's I go for hated it. That they added that back out at the end.
Me too.
Because I honestly, I didn't. Okay. I had like such a roller coaster of like thoughts as I was reading the book. I liked it, and then I didn't like it, and then I liked it again, and then I didn't like it again. And like, okay, as I was reading it and she was just like awful to Joanne, I was kind of just thinking, okay, is this it? Like, she's just terrible, and she killed the mom and the little baby sister, and mm-hmm. there's not gonna, I just never want to guess the twist. I'm just gonna read
yeah,
it.
I'm not
we've
either.
Talked
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, I don't do it yeah. either.
And so whenever they flipped it on the dad, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I never could have seen this happening.
Because there's only four characters, so exactly. like someone's gotta be wrong.
Yeah. But I also was like, okay, there's the twist. Like
mm-hmm.
I kinda like it now more because it added something new to it, blah blah blah. And I would have been fine if they would have just kept it that way. I honestly think it was like it would have been okay if that was the way or the reason she was acting that way to like get her to leave the husband so they could all be saved and all of that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they then flipped it back on her because
the flip back was annoying. It was a Hail Mary because the original plot is boring.
Mm-hmm. That's oh, it's the other guy.
Oh, it wasn't her. Like, yeah, seen it done 1,000 times.
Yeah, I don't know. It just
I think I don't like the last chapter because it does bother me. And I think that's what the author intended, though.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
I
it's
agree.
Like
I have literally 14 she just twists that would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought, one, she's not even his daughter. She's a young mistress who's like coming into his life.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That would have been everything. Two, she...
I thought Roxanne was going to...
Me too.
He was having an affair with mm-hmm. someone else and she was right. And
oh.
this was like part of the just like changing his life. Like, I don't know. There's so many things that they could have done that just would have been better.
Yeah.
I thought for a while that her friend... that she was meeting up with was somehow in on it
because
the dad yeah no the friend she went to lunch with Robin
oh.
because
oh.
whenever she like started going crazy he was like you need to get Robin you should get Robin and I was like yes oh. Robin be on the bad side like
that would have been good
any of I that would have been seen good that
coming. Yeah.
The thought of it like I'm in this house and mean daughter and also kind of mean husband which one's it gonna be I'm like oh my gosh you know
yeah
yeah that's kind of how I felt. I had the opposite experience as Macy where I read it like normally and not in one sitting, so I feel like every time I picked it up we were having the same conversation over and over yes. again where this 20-year-old daughter was just being mean to this mom for and no reason
the gaslighting
yes over the gaslighting and over it was just over. Like infuriating to read and I yeah. just wanted to get out of the house
mm-hmm.
I was so sick of the setting
yeah
and it just was driving me nuts and it was just like predictable I just saw like how every conversation was going to go.
It was the yes. dialogue and the conversations they were having that was just mm-hmm. the same thing over and yeah. over again about a different situation. Mm-hmm. And you knew exactly how it was going to go. The husband yeah. wasn't going to believe her. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many times are we going to have a mom with like postpartum depression?
Yeah.
It's like insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And unreliable. Like, I'm just like, can yeah. we do something else?
Yeah. yeah.
And they like kept mentioning her mom, but they didn't go that yeah. far
so
into
confusing.
It.
I know.
So like, I don't. Looking back, I don't really want to know about it, but like it would have been nice to know. I guess they went into it a little bit, but they just kept being like your mom.
You've and got
like
what the your mom had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I wanted to be like, is that something you were they trying to refer to postpartum depression with the mom or like a literal mental illness?
Yeah,
I thought like she was like literally in psychosis.
Okay,
yeah,
because she kept saying, "Is that something I could have inherited?"
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. I wanted to just be like.
And they're like, we're talking about getting like blood tests done and everything.
Right. I know.
Yeah. I got my blood tested to see if I had my mom. I'm like,
what? Your mom's what?
Yeah.
And like, she was lying about that.
Yeah.
But like the fact that Richard believed that that would be
yeah.
an option mm-hmm. is interesting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, there's also, they had so many options to do something better. Her and Richard met because they got trapped in a cellar. Like, that like... would have made sense that Richard was crazy, but then when she was like hiding at the inn and had to go down there, I'm like, that should have been more, like, more should have happened there than just the more, like, foreshadowing
or, like, more significant.
Tie something back to that. Like, why? There also was this whole weird plot that happened at the end where when Chloe was convincing her that the dad, Richard, was evil, she was like, it's the big bad man.
And that was stupid.
I was like, oh, yay, there's something paranormal. Like, there's some kind of, like, spirit that's been following her. Yeah, or something she's scared of that doesn't exist. That she's always, like... And then it was just the dad, and they never really explained why she called him that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. When... Okay, the very last chapter, acting like Richard's, like, let's say totally innocent, I guess. Okay, but the way he was acting, like, feral at the end... I'm not feral, but he was, like, being very... had abusive like behavior that he's never shown before, though.
Yes.
So then I'm like, also like, maybe the grandma is right, but then why was he acting like, I mean, I guess he was calling her, his daughter, a bitch because she is crazy, but, yeah, but like, also, he like had a
you let gun her live with
and,
you.
Wasn't there like fire and guns, or I guess they set the fire.
Well, she had like an axe, or the husband had the axe. Yeah,
it was like very like, here's Johnny, like that's what I pictured. And I'm like, is he like,
yeah,
I don't know.
And like the at the end he was like, I'm was trying to tell you about her, like, I trust
no,
you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because in private, when y'all had private husband-wife conversations, and you were like, I think your daughter's a little silly and crazy. and he wrote her off every single time. I'm like, no, he would have been like, yeah, well, there may be, like, a little something she went to. You'd just be honest.
Exactly. I know. That's the whole thing. If they were going to make it where... They should it either needed to be both were crazy, or neither. Because
no, if they were in on it together,
neither of their behaviors can be explained otherwise. What man disregards everything his wife says?
Yeah,
like, it was so frustrating. He was never on her side.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Never.
No, it was horrible.
The party.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to kill Chloe.
Me too. There were times, like, I literally could not stand her. Like, the writing, I will say that, like, made me believe into hating her. Like, I could not stand her.
It for sure, like, incited. Is that the right word? Incited.
It, like, just depends if you like that frustration. Yeah. I mean, no one likes the frustration, but, like, I don't know if that's, like, depicts it doing what it was supposed to do, or if it was just, like, annoying to read. I don't know.
Some of her comments, too, like, I swear would be, like, you look ugly today. Like... So brash, like, so mean.
And then, like, daddy, like,
oh my god,
daddy.
Did anyone listen to it on audio?
I did.
A little bit. I wish the voice for Chloe was awful.
That's what it sounded like. Daddy.
Oh. I don't know if I did. Mine had an accent.
Mine did too.
But okay, then I guess it was that.
She just, like, made her voice so high pitched.
I think,
And then in the British accent, it was
normal.
It was rough.
It
was bad.
Yeah,
but
there's something else I just thought of. I was gonna say that's okay. Keep talking.
This is a crazy take because I think I did it in the book I wrote. But any book that has to start with a flash from the climax is too boring of a book. It's like pretty much saying the first 70% of this book is boring.
Yeah, it. We read another book that did that because it showed like a car accident. And it was like the guy was actually the one of the husbands was abusive. Like she couldn't leave her house.
Wait, was it the one that they were like in the woods?
No, it was like a neighborhood. And oh my god,
wait, it's a book we read. About the time loop?
Oh, maybe.
No, I don't think
where
so.
the kid got in the knife fight.
No, it was like.
You remember the time?
The guy that he like had a problem with. Like, he had a drug issue and he ended up dying in a car accident.
I don't think
But, like, there was, like, a younger... maybe I just read it.
Hold on. It did a foreshadowing,
not
too.
Not these Silent Woods.
No.
Don't you ever...
And not Perfect Marriage.
No.
Not Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
The amount of times I see Perfect Marriage given a 5-star,
it's
by the
disgusting.
Way.
Wait. Wrong... No.
Disgusting.
Hidden
Wrong
Pictures.
Place, Wrong Time was the time loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you're on your own for reading.
On a Quiet Street.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't read that as a group.
Did I read it, though?
I feel like you did.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I feel like Savannah nominated it and it didn't win.
It didn't, so I read it anyway.
Yeah. Classic.
The Perfect Neighborhood, Brighton Hills.
Yeah,
there's a Finn. There's
I have it on my want to read.
Okay. It did that same, like, foreshadowing, but it was a lot, like, better. Like, you didn't know any of the, like, I didn't guess it till the end, and it, like, made me... want to know, but like kind of same thing, like the whole the main portion of the book, last 30%, was what was interesting. The first was like meh.
None of This Is True did that too, remember?
Yeah.
Mm. A little bit of foreshadowing where yeah. he, like, the man gets in the car.
Yeah. Yes. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
That was fine.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like the On a Quiet Street, and like, I'm not kidding you, look at that cover.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar.
I mean, it's not, it's mm-hmm. like,
oh, it's super
seriously,
similar. Seriously. Wait, it's like identical.
The original people.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, anything with this, so I am in.
Yeah, that yeah. screams.
Wait,
you.
Oh my gosh. Me. Pull that back up.
Okay. The yellow.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. It's the same font.
You guys. That's kind of crazy.
That's bold.
That's a shelf medicating postable so people can see.
Yeah.
That's wild. Another thing I was thinking of, so I don't lose it. Why would Chloe. I'm just
exist. Now.
Why would Chloe want to be with Joanne? Okay, so let's say the grandma yeah. wants to get it right, and Chloe's the crazy
yeah.
one. Why would she want?
I think she realized that the jig was up, and it was okay. like, okay, the only person who knows about me is my dad, and if he isn't going to fall for my tricks, okay. I just need to stay alive.
Okay. So, or maybe she wasn't obsessed with him like everyone thought she was, and she's just like,
I feel like she.
I don't know what she's so obsessed that she wants to like.
What was her motive?
Kill him because she's not.
Yeah, I think it was like
there's some money.
She just wanted her dad. I feel like she was just obsessed.
And so, like,
with
he
him.
Just like kept not
but
giving
then whenever
her
she
attention?
Realized, like at the end, I think she realized he
like Joanne's
on
like
her.
Oh, okay,
like my dad doesn't like me. He knows I'm crazy. So I think then it was like, I guess now I'm just gonna stay alive. And also, like, the baby is part of him.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how we were talking. Sorry.
No,
I'm kind of switching a tiny bit, but you know how we were talking about how the dad started showing weird behaviors that he hadn't like really showed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But do you remember at one point yeah. Joanne like thinks back to a time that he, what did he do?
He was like crazy jealous.
Yeah, he
because
says,
she kissed a coworker,
yes. and he got really weird. Yeah, yes. That's true.
That was like just a yeah. short little thing, but I just wonder if that it was supposed to be kind of like
linked. And there was one more thing he did.
Well, did he like grab her arm or something?
The fact that they yeah. met by getting mm-hmm. stuck in that cellar, they should have tied it back where that was intentional. And he trapped her down there mm-hmm. the first day as a manipulation mm-hmm. tactic to like have power over her. And they should have tied it back where he's like, don't you get it? The only reason we're together is because I made you believe I was your savior. Like, there should have been some kind of a tie there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. One, her being like, Chloe's like, we have to, it's the only way. And she was like, okay. I'm like, yeah. you hate that place. Yeah. And you're going to go with a girl you don't really, like, you didn't trust 2 hours ago?
I know.
Well, also, she believed Chloe way too quick, which, like, yeah. when I was reading it, not going to lie, same. Like, I was like, okay, yeah. I guess she's fine. But, like, now looking back, I'm like, yeah. I was obviously invested. I was just happy she wasn't being a psychopath for once, I guess. I was, like, just happy
also,
to be here.
Also, how is this baby just like...
Poor Evie.
The baby.
No, justice for Evie.
Evie is either asleep or
but how
screaming.
She is
I know.
Literally, she's like, I gotta go put the baby back down. I'm like, leave her up.
Yeah.
yeah.
Let her hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
whenever there was like the whole situation where like, I need someone to watch her so I can get on this meeting, I'm like, put her in a pack
I
and
know.
Play.
Good I know. Yeah. Take her
I
with
know.
You.
Yeah. And
meeting.
Like, I mean, maybe I'm not in the corporate world too much, but like the guy being like, sure, I can hear her. Like,
I
he
know.
Got so pissed within seconds. Yeah. I'm like, okay, you just now got back on the job.
I'm like,
this
mute
is your
yourself
first meeting.
When you're not talking.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
That was a little crazy.
It. There's too many loose ends. It's like the writer yeah. didn't know where she was going
and
as she was writing it.
I mean, you probably saw my Goodreads review. When I first, and I'm not going to go down too much from this conversation. I'm going to stick with what I put. But if a book... Like, if I can fly through a book, I am so quick to rate it high because, yeah. like, I'm like, oh, yeah. And I had been reading some
it.
Heavy content. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, happy to get
exactly
through it.
Exactly same.
And it was, like, a spring break read.
Yeah.
It put me, not in a good mood, but I was, like, excited to read
same.
Again. So I always, like, go off of that high
yep.
and, like, rate it. And I'm gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna go down too much. But, like, then we start talking about some, like, so many loose ends.
Yeah.
So predictable.
It, for me, like, I still, my rating fits, I think, with how we discussed.
Yeah.
But I did... like read it quickly. I was excited to read it because even though I didn't love it throughout the whole thing, I wanted to know what was going to happen. So
yeah.
like, and I was listening to a lot of it on audio, so it was mm-hmm. easy. It was short.
Yeah.
So short, which that's always
nice.
Very yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like I didn't dislike reading it necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like fine, but
yeah, thrillers always get me. Like, it's my favorite. I would say if I had to pick, I would like basic, but pick it probably if I had to pick my favorite genre. But it's hard to write a thriller, I would say, because you have to like really like not have these loose ends. Like same thing with like a TV series or movie with this kind of thing. But it, you gotta you do to, like, it.
Or you have to have not, it just crazy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So believable.
Mm-hmm. That's almost why I liked None of This True, because it was like, it just happened.
Yeah.
Like, there was really not a huge plot twist with that, really. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but some people prefer the radical can't be explained. And I go back to the fact that people I know give Perfect Marriage 5 stars.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
What? Once again. Mm-hmm. He was asleep next to a dead woman for 11 hours and is supposed to not know she's dead.
Yeah.
I know.
What? Ooh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
I forgot that it's so popular.
Every day I get on Goodreads to see someone I know rating that book high. And then I'm like, I actually, like, that is the perfect scientific study of how brains work differently. Put me in the room with one of those people because I just want to talk.
Yeah. What's the one that we all hated?
You freak out in the jail like none she did in the book.
True. No, the things we leave unfinished. Or what? No.
Oh, sorry.
The one that everyone loves, the Daisy one.
Yeah. What is that called?
Things We Never Got Over.
Yeah.
Things We Never
Got Over. That's what I was trying to
say. That's another.
Earlier.
I mean, that's a totally that's different genre, but that's another one. I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And like, I know people that are like,
I'll never
look at Milk Say.
I just convinced my nail girl not to read it, and that's how I told her. I said, I'm going to tell you one sentence that's in that book 20 times, and I hope it doesn't.
I don't even know where to go from here.
Casting.
Should we cast?
Oh, yay.
Wait, let me see if I have any more thoughts.
Okay.
Please do.
I was terrified when I was reading this for Maddie's thoughts. I was like, she's going to rip this one to shreds.
I really did not like it at all.
Yeah. And when she said Roxanne is like so irrelevant, I was like, oh, she's not even 20%. I was like, I flew through this.
Then I was like, she was pretty irrelevant the whole time after I said, like, you have so much to uncover. I was like, meh, you really don't. But
yeah. I think her main point where she's like pretty relevant is the whole miscommunication of like if she was supposed to come stay or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we skipped over something. The Chloe photoshops a photo.
Okay, what was that?
Of Joanne kissing the gardener.
Yes.
Poor Simon just wanted to get the job done.
Yeah. But
then always Joanne and forever. Would be like, I can't even look at it without blushing. I'm like,
you obviously want to bang him.
Yeah.
Plot twist, like he should have been more involved somehow.
Yeah.
They should have been having an affair. Yes. That would be a plot.
Also, all the fish in the pond being dead.
Yeah,
who killed the fish?
She did. Chloe did because Richard loved the fish
so much.
Okay, so she.
But then that brings me back to the fact that what was her motive? Because if she wanted her dad to be happy, whatever, why would she kill the fish?
Yeah, and she's gonna burn down the house. But then why does she start going? Big bad man is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then once again, if Richard's the good guy, he was so scary.
No one's terrifying. And then like, I mean, Joanne's a little like. Whiny.
I was like not loving her. Did Joanne want to move to the big house in the woods or not?
I know.
She would be like, he put me here and I have no friends. And she'd be like, now that I think about it, I begged him to live out here.
Think about what? God.
I was dying that, like, most thrillers, you know, it's like the main character gets shot and they're like, is he dead? The girl was like, his face is off.
Also, it's her husband. Husband who she loves, and she's like, she didn't need to shoot him, but I understand.
Okay, this is why I asked what kind of Evie's dog dad, Oscar like, was, though, because he mauled him.
She was like, I don't have time to put Oscar in the car, but I don't have to find this way.
Those two lines, she was like, it was like such big drama. She was like, Oscar right away. I didn't have time, but I trust he'll find his way back.
Like, I literally was like, you're the worst dog owner I've ever seen.
I know. Oh my gosh. And then why would he attack his owner like that? I don't care what's happening. Yeah. He knows him too well.
I have so many thoughts. Okay. And yeah, why was she like, Oscar's acting strange this morning?
Yeah.
What the fuck did Oscar know?
I'm sorry, I'm picturing him as a pug now.
That's how I pictured him.
Oh my god.
And the fact that
a German Shepherd.
I was gonna say maybe.
The fact that she like put the car in neutral or drive and just let it like go down the driveway and she was like, the perfect plan. I don't have to put it in reverse.
awful. Every time they went somewhere, she'd be like, ugh, guess Oscar's coming too. I'm like, put him away. Shut the door. What do you mean? I know.
She's like, oh, I gotta go back and get the leash. Just make him not go.
Literally brought him to everything.
And also, like, when like she left him at the grocery store, she's like, someone could have taken him. I'm like, what town do you live in?
She lied about wanting a bike. He bought her a bike, and then she was like, ugh, Chloe's on my bike again. I'm like, you didn't even want it.
Okay, also,
why did she not know how to open her own stroller?
Oh yeah. The button. I was like, with Chloe on that one, like, push the damn button. I oh my god.
Defend read the manual. Joey.
Yeah, I know.
You have nothing to do all day.
No.
This is your job.
Yeah.
Why
go ahead. Why was Chloe and Roxanne hanging out all the time?
I don't know.
Fast friendship.
I thought Roxanne was gonna be a bad girl.
Yeah. Same. Like,
type. Nope. Yeah, they were like, she was like, go eerily silent. What are they plotting?
Also, I don't know who she was supposed to be, but yeah, something about her name being Roxanne. I saw her with like spiky hair.
Oh, yeah, she had a pixie cut.
I think she literally did.
100%.
Well, that was going to be the name they wanted to hire. That's right.
She had the pixie cut.
Well, also, I was sad about that. I'm not going to lie. That hurt a little bit.
Did for Chloe Joanne. Have any friends, or was the party always a flub?
I guess it was a flub.
I think it was like, yeah. Completely.
Yeah, I think about 20 people will be coming. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
no.
20?
Also, back to the car, neutral. She had a spare set of keys underneath the tire just so because she kept forgetting the keys. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Like, Joanne is a character.
There's not a key fob in this state? Because you're literally running over it every time you leave. Or do you just always leave it there?
I mean,
and you just like get it in and out? I don't know.
Forward.
All I'm saying, convenient. Just there. If Christian was like, hey, you forget your keys, let's put them underneath the tire, I'd be like, that is the last place they should go. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I feel like there was multiple times that Richard got home, and she'd be like, I've been asleep. I don't know where the day went. I'm like, I can't keep making excuses for you, honey.
Yeah, like, she was like, huh. I'm sure he looks at me like, can't even make a decent meal. I'm like, yeah. What have you been doing?
The eggs? In the cake situation.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
You've been home all day and you didn't know she was making some kind of a complicated cake in your kitchen. Where have you been?
Yeah.
I know.
And anyway. Like, go get more. I don't know. I guess I don't know what the situation is.
I do not believe that you made an entire meal in your kitchen and you didn't find any evidence that a cake was made.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Yeah, let's cast, I guess, if we're ready.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay, we're going to do Richard, Joanne, and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love my cast. I really...
I don't love mine.
I love when Ellie says that.
My Joanne's a little sketch.
Shailene Woodley.
And for some reason, the photo I wanted to use was her mugshot.
She has a mugshot? What'd she do?
I think she got arrested for protesting. Classic Shailene.
Classic Shailene. I was trying to find one where she's not like looking super cute because she was like insecure.
That's my problem.
Interesting.
Did you see mine?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know who it is.
Mine's a little too done up.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yours is too done up. Mine is.
Go.
Eleanor Tomlinson from the newest series, One Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She's a movie star.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's very pretty.
But red hair kind of fit, right?
I don't know. She was like almost like had like dark brunette
hair. I pictured
I heard brunette. No descriptions in my head.
Like, I almost pictured her like,
you know who I pictured actually is Kelsey from The Bachelor.
See, but those girls,
but you can't cast them, like.
Yeah. But you're right. That's where my mind normally goes, is someone more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've done so many redheads lately.
We have.
Yeah,
was she redhead?
No,
Joanne. Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I want to go find her. She like, I feel like described her like brunette hair a lot.
That's what I
just
pictured.
Like literally any woman. All four of us can be Joanne.
Yeah,
but okay.
Okay,
now what? Oh, you gotta go. Yeah,
Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of like it.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
She's like. In this photo, like, her makeup is obviously done, but I just think she looks like she could be, like, a mom.
Yeah,
she could.
She's stunning, though.
Yeah, she's very pretty. But I couldn't tell if Joanne was No, wait. I think she was supposed to be, like, actually pretty.
Mm-hmm. But I think so, because,
she, like, kind of, like, lost herself a little because she's, mm-hmm, like, yeah, a new mom. And so, mm-hmm, she wasn't getting ready.
Yeah. And, like, every, like, it was only, like, in her mind, and, well, in Chloe's, but she's a bitch, like, mm-hmm, that she was, like,
she was only 33 or something.
Yeah.
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 Well, I feel like she was pretty, like, proud of herself before Chloe came into the picture.
Yeah, yeah. I think, mm-hmm, she had to have been pretty good looking if, yeah, she was picked up. Oh, he was old.
But anyway, still, like, yeah, like, he, I don't know, I think she was pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, who next?
Do Richard.
Yeah. Okay. Mine's Colin Firth, Mamma Mia.
Not and bad
other stuff.
Not bad. Yeah.
Not Kingsman. Bad.
I like it.
Yeah,
he could have a rampage at the end.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He's attractive and old.
He was like, what, 50 something?
Probably.
Yeah, this guy's 63, but looks great.
Yeah, so.
I went with, my explanation, this is Sam Page, if you know him, but he is in his 50s. He is.
Okay.
So don't come for me. The only reason I cast him is because he.
Another. What's he in?
I know him from The Bold Type.
Oh.
His name on that show was Richard.
Oh. And you go to that one a lot.
Well, you know, my the brain.
Show, yeah.
Oh, my God. It. Oh, my gosh. That show, that's the only reason I made it through 2020.
What's it on?
I don't know.
I
don't
want to watch it. I think Hulu. It's good.
Oh,
it's
so good.
I've never finished it, but it's good.
Mm, it's three girlies living in New York, all working for, like, the equivalent of Cosmo.
Oh, okay.
Dating. It's on Hulu?
Mm, I think so.
I watched it literally taped on my mom's TV during quarantine. So. Mm. Fun. But anyway, I just, like, the second I heard Richard in his 50s, I thought of Richard from that, and I couldn't get out of it. So.
Although he is in his 50s, he does not look like he's in his 50s. Yeah. So I don't think he looks old enough for me.
He's hot. And in the show, he's on the board, and she works for the magazine, so they can't be together. But they're together. Mm. I love him. Now he's on Hallmark.
Oh.
Classic.
Yeah, he looks I'm picturing
like, your... Like, I don't picture Shailene Woodley and that guy together.
Mm. Yeah. No, you're right. Mm. But he could be with Kelsey from The Bachelor.
True.
Maybe.
Mine is Hugh Laurie.
Oh, it's not bad. Okay.
Yeah. He's very, here's Johnny.
Yeah, he, like, looks scruffy there. So, like,
yeah,
pre Johnny Richard. Uh-huh. No, but, like, I could see it for sure.
Yeah.
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 I also couldn't tell if he was supposed to be, like, a silver fox, like, mm-hmm, super hot, yeah, old guy.
He had to have been kind of cute, right?
Yeah, kind of cute. Yeah. But then also remember, she was, like, my Richard dating a leggy model.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I love him, but sheesh.
That's true. Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen. Reach.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which brings me to Mr. Simon Cowell.
Not Simon Cowell.
Ellie.
Oh, he's a little smirk.
Come on, look at him.
He just has such a personality.
Yeah.
Like, I can't picture him being married to anybody.
No.
He's married to the game.
I think he's married.
He probably
with
is.
With children.
Oh, my gosh.
That's wild.
Is he really?
I'm cracking up that your mind went there.
I know. I kind of love that you casted him. So I'm not mad about it.
I mean, he was kind of horrible, so I could see him come up with the, like...
That is amazing.
I was recently talking about American Idol with someone, and I was like,
Simon,
my king.
Imagine both of these women being this obsessed with Simon Cowell.
I love my Richard, but geez, Simon Cowell. Him holding an axe, being 5'5", is killing me.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was so small.
He's tiny.
All right.
Chloe.
Mine is so basic.
No one even... If you guys question it...
Same. I'm really, really impressed with mine.
I wonder if we have the
same. Mine has the same name. I guess that's probably why I chose her. Chloe Grace, whatever, Martez.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What would she be a brat? Like,
what was she
supposed to look like?
I have no idea. She just...
What is she brought in? A lot.
Everything.
A lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I can picture. And I think it was because of her name.
She was like a sweet actress, typically.
Well, she can be, but she can also be a brat.
She's one of those actresses I always imagine as like 11, and she's...
That's the thing. I think
probably
she's
my
like,
age.
She's like 20 something.
Her face is like too soft, I think, for me.
Yeah.
I picture...
I'm trying to think of what she was like... Not
I wonder if we have the thing.
Go.
Dove Cameron.
Nope.
Oh, that's Chloe. Don't come for my throat. She's supposed to look like a model.
Let me see.
Yeah.
She's a scary little demon.
Okay.
Don't come for me. It's her.
It's not bad.
I won't take
it's slander. So different from mine.
Brunette or blonde?
I thought she was blonde.
I don't know it, but look, here's both.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mine is... it's honestly iconic. Megan the robot. It's so perfect.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Who is this?
Have y'all seen that?
No.
Oh, you have to watch it.
It's a horror movie about a robot.
But it's so funny, honestly. It's so entertaining.
It's iconic. She is,
that's what I picked the entire time.
Icon.
She fits very well.
I know.
And you learn to love her.
She kind of looks similar in a way to my person in real life. Anya
Taylor-Joy.
Okay. She looks like Dove Cameron. Why are you coming through my neck?
No, I know. I don't think yours is bad. I just think she has that like evil look on her.
For sure.
She does. For sure.
Megan beats Anya Taylor.
Oh, I agree.
Megan is who gets the role.
She's like in literally everything now. So like, I just can't. I don't know. I could say the same with mine though. Like, they're in just everything. But she's like in everything.
Anya Taylor Joy.
Uh huh.
She's a little too old. Anya Taylor Joy.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Probably like 30.
They're always older than you think.
Yeah,
I used to say that, and now I'm like, oh my god, they're only 19. But usually, I think she's older ish.
She's not Megan's 20. Supposed to be like 7. So
yeah,
she's the sister who was churched off the banister.
That movie is wild. That's good. It's actually not that scary. It's more like funny and just like stupid, but also like you can't stop watching. Also, if you guys haven't seen Wonka.
I've seen it.
No. It's precious.
I loved it.
I like am like, come with me. Like everywhere. I just like want to.
And Cameron loved it too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, we watched it Saturday night and I was like falling asleep and Christian was like, hey, like this is really good. Like you're falling asleep. So I went back the next morning and like watched it and I was like in tears. Like we were both like crying. It's so sweet.
No, I really
like it. Because I just watched Dune.
Okay.
And I was like, how can he play both? Mm-hmm. Like I just like have to watch. And he did so good. It was so cute. It was so sweet.
King Timmy.
Yeah. He's like one of my favorites right now.
He's like so good.
He's a boyfriend. He's really great.
Yeah.
I love him.
It was adorable.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it too.
All right, shall we rate?
Never cast him. Give me a book.
We had a streak where we were casting him. Yeah. Crazy.
It made me laugh every time.
It was, what were we saying was small, but not Timothy Small. There was someone that was also small. Oh, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was too small.
Small.
I'm trying to think of, I told Christian about you casting him and he was cracking up. He was laughing, Mason, be like, this man dress up said Dorothy.
So
true.
Okay, let's rate.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, like I said, I literally gave this a 4. I'm embarrassed about it, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to go down to 3.5.
I'm doing 3. Talking.
I gave it a 3. I think. I don't think I gave it a 3.5. If I did, I'm doing...
Demoting.
Yeah, 2 or 3, but I think that's what I did.
I might be Maddie says 3, but
2.5?
I think so.
Do it.
You didn't like it.
I really didn't like it.
So what is the?
A 3.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
I'd say that's fair. What's it on Goodreads? I don't even check.
A 3.97.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Everything on Goodreads is high. People have no taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about all the books that we've read this month also, but we're going to talk about All the Ugly and Wonderful Things. We all read that.
By Bryn Greenwood, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a...
what a wonder.
Where to start? It's like, you summed it up perfectly whenever we talked about it last time, because it's like, it was so good, I couldn't put it down, but it was so...
So controversial,
and I hated it.
Mm-hmm. Sickening. Disturbing, but like had to keep reading.
Yeah,
I like felt like I had to keep reading, but I also didn't, it wasn't like the biggest page turner for me. Like
I agree,
I feel like it was
really,
yeah,
I was like, but I had to turn the page.
Mm-hmm. I think I got like that towards the end, like once the
first 20% I was like meh. Yeah, I had started it and then quit because I heard it was so controversial. I was like nervous to read it. Mm-hmm. And then I like went back because I like also wanted to know why.
This will have spoilers, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
I think I was so... I wanted to turn the page because I wanted her to be free of him. Yeah. And that's why, like, at the end, I was like, ugh.
I think...
Exactly, yeah.
Not to, like, be this person. This is going to sound pick me, I feel like. But but I'm gonna say it anyways. I feel like I read it with an interesting lens because I read stuff like that every day. Right. And so I would love for people to read this book, because to me, if I didn't do the work that I do, I would read it and think, holy crap, this does not happen in real life. Mm-hmm. But it happens all the time. Yeah. Like, that's not uncommon, no matter what, like, whether it's a dad or an uncle or just a random person. Like, that's not an uncommon scenario. And even just like the way her parents were and like her living conditions and stuff, like, not like not uncommon. And so it was really interesting, I felt like, to read it with the like just education and whatever that I have on that like type of life. And so I thought that was interesting, and I would like love for people to read it just so they can see like this is like real, like this happens, and it's really horribly sad.
It's interesting that you say that too, because I feel like it was based in Oklahoma, so I feel like it did kind of like hit close to home, and like I feel like I could see it as something more than just fiction, because like they talked about like the meth, like houses, and I know that is like so prevalent here. So what it was cities really was interesting.
It was like Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah,
but they talked about Tulsa. Like, I think the aunt lived in Tulsa,
and they were like very much at OU.
She definitely went to OU.
I'm trying to think though, they said a couple of like small town Oklahoma cities, I think.
There was one main Oklahoma there towns. Was a main location close to like their little like
compound. Which I bet was probably made up.
No, think it was real.
If you were to hear a snippet of this story, you would be like, ew, what? But like seeing her life so fully, like the book followed her for so long. It's like, it, when you read a book like the one we just read that all happens in 2 weeks, and then you read a book like this that is literally the course of someone's entire life, it's always like, oh my gosh, I'm like, my heart is breaking like 8 different times. You know?
And it was hard too, like you really had to like check in with yourself while reading it, because like it was just so hard, because like he was a pedophile. He is disgusting. But he was almost like the lesser of two evils. At least for a long time. Until like it crossed that line. Because her parents were so, so awful.
I thought it was so, like you said, like it's, they were obviously just like bad people either, like regardless. But the fact that like her parents and like the people around were like, oh, they're so sweet together. Like, encouraging it.
Like, any normal person would have seen that relationship and been concerned immediately.
Like, they would have never even, like, hung out in the beginning.
So many people failed her. The people around her teacher. Like, so many people came in contact with him.
Her aunt.
Her aunt.
Like, hello? I know she kind of tried.
But not hard enough.
But not really. I mean, she should have been put in foster care immediately. And by the time she
was going to do something about it, it was too late. You know?
And her poor little brother.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even want it. Like, towards, like, the end where he's, like, doesn't speak. Or, I know. Was, like, that's so, so horrible. So,
and honestly, I'm not putting this on her. She was also a kid. But, like, her roommate being like, no, I'm fighting for this love story, too. I was like, stop.
I know. I literally have written down Renee was so stupid and pathetic. But I liked her.
I know. I liked her, but I was Renee. Like, you know better. Like, you came from a good family. You know that's not okay.
So her whole thing with not eating in front of people, that came from her mom telling her she couldn't eat in front of the dad?
She would, like, have these, like, random, like, episodes where, like, all of a sudden, like, anything in her mouth was dirty. Like, she didn't want her eating. It was almost like she, like, the way he felt like, dirty.
The mom was a meth head.
But she would, like, think, like, she was ingesting something dirty. Like, you need to get it out of your...
Because meth just, like, ruined your head. But then also, I think that, like, the mom had said, like, to protect her from her boyfriends in some roundabout way... It's dirty if people touch you, if food touches like, if any, and it, like, that's kind of what, like, I thought. Her little baby had interpreted it as, like, if anything touches me in any way, they're dirty. And it was like the mom's roundabout meth head way of trying to keep her boyfriends from assaulting her.
And that's also where the no talking came from.
I think so.
Was just like,
I think just like something, a trauma response.
I just was, I was trying to, like, get to the root of, like, why did she not eat in front of people? I'm trying to, like,
think of other quirks besides that. There was something...
it made it worse, too, because she was, like, always tiny. Like, even when she was an adult, she was, like, the body of a child.
Like, remember when Kellen's wife or fiance like saw them.
Yeah.
Whatever. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh, that's still a child. And yes. Wavy was like 18 at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was something like she like undid, like, there's like things that she would like mess up again or like, I'm trying to like, she like unspool her dresses or something. There's something weird she did. I can't remember like why.
She would unravel all of her clothes.
Yeah, I can't remember why she did that though. It all looks like there was a part that would like explain it like way down there. Yeah. But that's kind of irrelevant. I don't know. She just like had these little quirks. So like, mm-hmm. for a while, I'm like, oh, I just like wish she wouldn't do that. Or, like, why is she doing that? And like, it would it be explained?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also just so interesting. Like, all of those people, like D and, whatever the other women, their just names like, were.
Didn't but do anything. They it's so weird. But
that's just like the their way that, of life.
Yeah,
like
they don't know anything different.
Why was when it
I
bad? Hated,
like, now I'm going to like play, like, I know it's all very much okay. We all know that. But like, the fact that like she was so, like, had so much trauma that like when he did not really ever try to stop, obviously. But, like, when Kellen would, like, say things like, we can't do this, or that's dirty, and, like, she would think she's dirty, so she's, like, more trauma. I'm like, it's just such a, it was such a bad cycle. Like, I'm like, you obviously cannot be with her.
Yeah.
But, like you said, like, he, like, kept her safe in a sense. Mm-hmm. Not really. Like, long term, it's not safe at all. But it's, like, so hard when she's, like, literally so abused, so neglected.
Yeah.
It's like what you said. He was the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great way to put
she
it.
She didn't have any other good option.
Yeah. Like,
she didn't know anything that was better.
But then it's just, like, at the same time, like, he could have never, ever, ever crossed that line. He shouldn't have.
No.
Even when she was an adult.
He bought her an engagement ring.
Yeah. I mean, he...
Like, and I was trying to think of what the true... He could have
been the good guy, taking her to school, made sure she had clothes, was safe, and not crossed that line ever. The minute
you, like, feel any sort of weird way about it, you gotta get out.
Yeah.
Like, but you also, just... it's like, they made it so clear... You can tell literally the day they met that he's attracted to her.
I know.
She's like eight.
I know.
And malnourished. I literally, that was one thing. I couldn't stop reading it, but I think partially because I had the sickest feeling in my stomach and I just wanted to be through.
Well, I heard it was like, had pedophile-ish issues, but I read that like first little bit and I was like, surely this isn't the relationship. I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but I was like, surely this isn't it. And then it obviously was, and it was shocking.
And the fact that he was so big.
Yes,
that was like so gross.
Yeah.
I pictured him like...
Ugh. The way that she kept talking about like his like smell.
Oh my God, and, I know.
Not good.
No, I know.
Not good.
No. Nauseating.
I was like almost like, it was so disgusting. You almost were like...
No, I know.
At the courtroom or whatever, like her like statement about everything, and she was so just like
That part was really interesting to me.
That
me
too. Was false.
But. Yeah,
yeah.
But the way she just so like
she just, like, was put such it an to interesting it. Character,
confident randomly in that setting. It was so weird,
so bizarre.
Who? The ending was weird.
Okay, I also feel like I didn't get a clear answer, which I probably just missed. But the parents, or wait. Was it both the parents or was it the uncle that was dead?
Val and Lucas were the parents and they were both dead.
Yeah, mom first, and dad were both dead.
And the uncle killed them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And then the uncle took Donald, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it was really his son. And then
he was just like, oh,
that's
right.
Okay. That's right.
And he was just, did he die eventually of like an overdose?
Substance overuse, I think.
Yeah.
The uncle too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, but who knows what Donald went through like the whole time.
That makes me so sad to think about. Yeah. That poor little boy.
And then that, like, I don't know. Like, they both were so messed up. Donald not almost got it worse, but kind of, because like at least Wavy was able to like have college. Like, she like had a somewhat normal life for a while, but then like it doesn't matter because the trauma from your childhood and like having that relationship just like messed her up as well.
Yeah, like she was
like in her mind, but now she's like married to him, everything's like fine.
Exactly.
Literally every single thing about her life was just
tragic,
horrible. Like, even if the pedophile aspect was not real, even if the parents weren't as horrible as they were, and she still just was like parentified because she was the parent to him.
Yeah.
That right there, if that was enough. She's screwed.
Yeah.
Not screwed, but like she's got issues from that. And there's then just like add the layers on the layers on the layers. Mm-hmm. Like
so much.
And it's just crazy because this literally could have been written like about a true story.
Yeah.
Even though like it might have been based on, I don't know.
It might. I like want to research it more and see if it was.
Oh. Is the author from here?
I don't know. I feel like throughout the whole book, when you're first reading it, you're like, oh my gosh, no, what is happening? No, why are you staying here? I was always just like, reading, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I'd like have to reread it, and it'd be hard to reread, but I'm like, no, this isn't happening. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. What is happening? Like,
same.
Even just like him staying in the room,
yes,
mm-hmm. like overnight, mm-hmm. and
how he would being, like describe,
kind of okay like, with it. I'm yeah. like, what is going on? Yeah, it was so weird.
Even him like taking her to school and stuff,
yep.
yeah,
was bizarre. Yes. Like,
yeah,
he just kept showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one thought anything of it.
Because he wasn't, and like I said, it wasn't like he wrote it like this poor child. He wrote it like he like was attracted to her. Like, obviously, yes, he was a pedophile, but like, it was so jarring to like, they tried to write it like he had this internal battle and you're like, you didn't. You always were attracted. Like, you were a pedophile. It was so gross.
I think this one bothered me, I'm sure, a lot more than My Dark Vanessa for most, too, because of the, she was so young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, My Dark Vanessa, she was also had very much, very big issues. But, like, the professor or teacher from the beginning was, like, I don't know. The whole thing was just, like, gross to me, but it was, like, just such a different kind of story. It was almost like...
You should.
It also is sick in your stomach, though. It will. Like, it's... I keep reading these books recently that, like, make me queasy. I'm like, Macy, you've got to stop.
I know. It's so interesting, though, because it's, like, it's good...
It almost feels like, I'm like learning something, but I'm just like,
you are, though.
Getting more like
life
in tune with like this actually happens.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so much more, it shouldn't be complicated, but it is like these people get attached. Like when Wavy was like crying for him like up so upset and like having major issues, like because she was not with him. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, you have to like kind of like check in and be like, this is still not okay. I don't care if she's like bawling her eyes out
without him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the same with Dark Vanessa, without ruining it, even when you're free of your abuser, they ruin your brain forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and this was like obviously the worst case scenario, not for her, I guess, but like even if you have a safe environment where you can get safe, that kind of abuse is never always lives. With you. Yeah. Like, you cannot recover when someone like grooms you in that way, you know?
Definitely something, like you said, it's definitely something like to kind of like look for, though. Like, I don't know if anything, like it's educating
our children.
It's educating in like a horrible way because you don't want to have to be educated on that, but it is more common than we think, so it's like, I don't know, it's important to be aware of.
I agree. I was like, it's like one of those, once again, like I felt the same way with My Dark Vanessa, like recommending it is like kind of interesting, but at the same time, like, it was good. Like, I don't want to say I enjoyed reading it. It was just like interesting to read.
Like, I don't like the content, but it was well written.
I think everyone would like understand that, you know?
Right. I mean, I liked that all the chapters were different, like perspectives. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What else have we been?
Anything else? Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to talk about the women. Okay. I read Chrissy Hannah's new book.
I got to read it now. Like, I need to know about it because I've heard so many different opinions about it, actually.
Me too. The majority I've seen is like 5 stars, like really loving it. I really just thought it was okay. I gave it 4 stars, but I think I could have probably given it 3, 3.5.
Is it an easy read? Did you say not easy, but like you were intrigued?
I read it fast. It's only 480, so like not crazy.
Hers are so big usually.
I know, but
it's so long to me.
The Nightingale's a big girl.
And it's split up part 1 and part 2. So part 1 I flew through. Part 2's a little slower.
I'll try it.
It was like good. a nine week wait. That's why I haven't started.
I was
started.
Just like, oh, let me. Knowing it was going to be bad.
Like I said, I really liked the first part because it was more like action. Like, she's actually like in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part, she's home and it's just kind of a little slower and more like political based. I just could not feel connected to her or like any of the other like side characters. And there's like a little bit of like a romance aspect. And I won't tell you guys like who, because there's a couple different like players. But I just like could not find myself
in it.
In it. Yeah. I just like could not get there and like could not care.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because her story was really cool. And obviously the writing is good, but I don't know, just thinking about it felt like off.
Some of like a volunteer, she's like someone's grandmother that volunteers at the library, asked me if I'd read it, and she like loved it. She was like, that was like what I grew up in, was Vietnam. And I was like, wanted to cry for her. So like, that makes sense. I was like, but maybe you can relate to it more. And she said that, but I want to read it.
What else have you read? Pages.
Who started? You started. That's you it. Started. The women, yeah.
Okay.
You can go.
I jumped in. Go ahead.
I read If Only I Had Told Her by Laura Nolan. It's the sequel to If He Had Been With Me. I was so disappointed. We've talked about this. I loved the first one, apparently. And I had to research as I started this one what the first one was about. I literally could not remember as I was reading this one. I was like, I'm not registering what the first one was about. Once I looked into it a little more and remembered, I do remember really liking the first one. I think I read that one maybe a little bit earlier on, like in my reading.
Yeah.
But not like in the beginning. I had read some stuff before that. But I still, I don't know. I feel like the time I was in when I read that.
I was just going to say, it's all about the timing of your life.
Like, yeah, it really is.
The season, the weather, the day. Like, it can make such a difference.
Super curious. Really, it truly can.
If I'm remembering the first one right, how is there a sequel? He died, right? Yeah.
So it's from his point of view. It's so stupid.
Pre-dead?
Yes.
Like, just retelling the same story until he dies again?
Yes. And then it jumps to the friend's point of view.
Did she start dating another one?
No.
I'm out.
I don't remember, actually.
For those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah. And then it goes to her point of view again.
See, not for me. If it was like a year later and we're watching her rebuild, maybe I'm not letting him die again.
It's
on
rehashing
me.
It all.
No.
Oh, can I just spoil?
Yeah, I want to
spoiler.
She just tell me the whole thing after this, but go ahead.
She's pregnant.
Oh.
And so they have sex one time.
Throwing tomatoes.
She gets pregnant.
Of course.
And then she tries to commit suicide.
Oh. Like, because that happens.
What?
Tomato. Of course.
So she gets admitted to like a mental institution for a little bit. And then she ends up having the baby. And yeah. So that's her point of view part. Then the friend's point of view, I don't even remember it. It was stupid. It was just not necessary. It wasn't good. It felt just stupid. And I did not
kind
like
of
it.
Like it, or it's giving
It starts with us. It's a money grab.
Okay.
Yep.
The first book was popular and you're just trying to capitalize.
Yeah. Sorry. 10 times worse though. I liked It Starts With Us. But this one I did not like.
Ellie.
Similar though to Me Before You and Then After You.
Yeah.
After You never needed to exist.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was just a really big disappointment because I was really excited to read it because I thought I was gonna like it. But I didn't. And then we already talked about All the Ugly and Wonderful Things, and then I am currently reading A Court of Mist and Fury.
Woo!
And I'm on chapter 21. I'm almost done with chapter 21. So I'm like 37 ish.
Which, like, what's happened?
It's a loaded question. Let me think back.
Cheeks are red.
Like, what's happening?
Like, what just happened?
So she just went to the weaver and got the ring.
That's a good part.
And
him in the tree.
He was at the tree. And they just got back from doing that.
You don't even know how good it is.
I know. I'm not going to lie. I'm liking it. But I'm not like riveting. Like, you know.
Just wait.
But that's how I felt with the first one. And then once I hit that part, whatever part it was, that got me excited. Okay, then I was like,
You have to admit, though, this is all more exciting than just her being at the Spring Court.
Oh, for sure. If she would just be at the Spring Court with stupid Tamlin the whole time, I was not going to be into it.
Yeah. Did you know we were tricking you a little or no?
For what?
Like, acting like we loved Tamlin.
I've seen too much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
for some reason.
I never knew or I always thought.
My entire Instagram For You, like, explore page knows I'm reading it, I guess.
Yeah, my TikTok was like that.
It's full of all the stuff for
you
that.
You gotta be careful.
Book.
Yeah. And whenever that book
When I first started ACOTAR, I immediately got served a graphic of Reese stopping the wedding, And I was like, well, I mean, at that time I was like, who is this monster?
Yeah. I do like seeing all of the like images.
Yeah, that, like the fan art.
Yeah. Because it gives, fun. I like to see what they're supposed to like.
Asriel's always.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to see these. I haven't seen them.
So those characters were just fairly recently introduced, you know, like a couple chapters ago.
I don't really understand them yet.
Just keep going.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
You'll understand them. You'll know better than you know yourself. I know Cassian far too intimately.
I am on Silver Flame, so I feel like I'm going to know him quite well.
You're about to know more than you bargained.
You'll know him inside out. Nesta, right? I know a lot of like what ends up kind of happening. But
at one point, I thought he would be in the mix with Feyre because of something you said, and that's why I was like, I could not trust Rhys. Like I was like, and so that's why I want to reread them again and like
what she thinks about.
I don't want to say too much
this conversation, but he was like, do you want me to tell Cassian that he can come knock on your door tonight? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, let him know I'm down. Mm-hmm. Or you know. Mm-hmm. So that was like funny.
Yeah,
but I don't know, you know.
Yeah. You get to, you'll like, I remember when I first started Mist and Fury, Maddie was like, so do you know the Bat Boys? And I was like, why are we calling them that? And now I'm like, that's what the they're Bat called Boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. okay. And then there's Amryn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. And I love the way she talks.
Yeah. But I just don't know a whole lot about them yet. So
You'll know more.
You'll love them.
But yeah, I'm excited to. Yes. And more. I feel like I know her better. And I like when Pharaoh was like, I just feel like I could go to dinner with her. Like, but I didn't feel like that about Ianthe or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
Okay. I don't know much about her either. I know there's more, but. Mm-hmm. Like I said, all the reels that I'm getting fed, there's this one girl that is making her husband read them.
Yes. Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. So I saw the one where he was like, Rhysand. He loves him. And then now I saw the one where he's like, I am.
The way I want to go back and watch those because I think he does he's hilarious.
Yeah. But anyways, okay. I'm done.
I already told you guys about it, so this is just for the podcast. Yeah. Chain Gang All-Stars. I think if you have it in you, you should read it. Yes, it was like a big statement, but it also was so good. It scratched the Hunger Games nerve. Like, it really did. It is so interesting and, like, so sad, but so it really is so good. And, like, as someone who watches reality TV, it, like, also scratches that itch. I just, like, want someone... Maddie, it's you. I know you could get through it.
I
audio it.
Okay.
And I audioed it, and it was lovely. They put so much money into this audio. There is, like, a million voices.
Audioed the whole thing?
Yes.
What's it called again?
Well, not the whole thing, but I could have. It's called Chain Gang All-Stars. You would like it because you know a lot about law, and it talks so much about the prison system and, like, what's wrong with it. And then it also, like, is such a statement on our obsession with... like reality TV, our obsession with capitalism, like it doesn't sound like the kind of book I'd like, but then like if you just got into it, you'd love it. And I will be honest,
it's free on Spotify.
Everybody has a name in the circuit, a nickname, so when you first start audioing it is overwhelming because you're like, who the freak is Thurwell, and like why, like who Stacks, like because they go by these funny names. But like you'll get it eventually.
Is it short?
No.
I mean, these chapters are like six minutes, 1 minute.
The chapters are really short because...
3 minutes.
It literally will be like, you're on the circuit, like with this team of people that are like battling people to the death. And then it'll jump and it'll talk about someone who's about to sign up for the program. And then it'll jump to someone who's at home watching them on TV.
So that's fun. It wasn't confusing listening to it on audio?
When I first started, it was.
But like once you got into
it? But if you focus, like if you actually listen.
I have to focus listening to, did I say I'm listening to it on A Court of Silver? Court of Mist and Fury, I'm listening to it and reading it.
When I first started, I was like...
so you
like,
gotta do both.
I'm doing both.
Okay.
And when I first started, I thought, like, this will be way too confusing in audio. But then there were points that I was like, I'm so glad I'm listening to it in audio because all the different voices actually helped me distinguish.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's a character you'll meet called Singer, and he sings a lot. And the guy they did it, like, sings well, and I like that. And then there's also a guy you'll meet named Simon J. Kraft, and his scenes are so freaking gut-wrenching. And, like, whoever they got to voice him, like, my brain wouldn't have done justice to it. Anyway, nice. You've got to read it. And the ending is crazy. And then I also read this book called Bye Baby. I just finished it.
It's the redhead's book for this.
Oh, okay.
Can I see the cover?
Yeah. So I finished it right after this book. Oh, and then it was interesting because it was like a thriller involving a baby. So I was like, okay, too much. But honestly, I really liked it. You're as a thriller person, I would read it.
Okay.
So it's one of those books that like has way too many brand names. But since it was written in 2024, I was kind of living for it because it's like I put on my aloe pants and went like it was all topical brand names. So it's kind of like that slays. I'll give you a little synopsis. Two best friends from childhood. So half of it you're reading about like why they're so connected. And then the future is they're adults. One of them's a famous influencer and one of them's like a nobody. And the influencer's kind of like blocked the nobody out of her life. But then, I mean, this isn't even a spoiler. The nobody basically finds a way to like etch herself back into her life and like doesn't, I won't even give it away, but like it's like about their friendship and like the trauma of their past and then like this new drama. And it's like, there's like a whole scene where it's like the influencer and all of her like rich friends. And then like the girl comes to the dinner party and like, she like, isn't that way, like isn't in that world. And like so much of it is like her watching her stories of like her making matcha and like getting her baby out of bed. Like it's that's so 2024, but I like kind of loved how
if you're gonna go all in, then it's
yeah, I understood literally every part of it, so
that's fun.
That is sounds fun.
I'll
have to put that on my list.
I gave it 4.
Okay, that's good for you with the 3. Is that all?
That's all.
Mine are easy. A Court of Wings and Ruin. I got through that. That was a big one, but it was really good. Once again, like, fine through, like, 70%, last 30 is, like, that's so crucial.
Yeah.
That's hard.
So good. This one was harder.
I'm because not gonna lie. I don't
the second
know
one is so good. But, like, I'm excited to read the 5th one. Like, I got through Frost and Starlight and this one in the same, like, week. This one took me a long
time. What was happening to me?
I know.
Was eating them like pieces of chocolate.
Genuinely don't know how.
I don't know how you did that. I will say I don't know how both of you did that.
It's gonna take me a long time, I feel like, to get through this.
But I'm on Silver Flames, is what it's called, right? Yeah. And I'm excited.
Could be that easy.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be good. I remember you kind of talking about it.
It's so different.
Yeah, it really is. I've started on audio.
Well, it's very different.
I know.
Yeah.
But I
so I need to buy it. Okay,
great.
And then I had to read a little Sequoia book called Seed. I'm not going to go into that. And then, I was on a thriller kick, of course, and so I started No Exit.
Yeah, I've seen the movie, so I can't read.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm listening to it on audio and reading it physically, so I want to like I'm 25%, so I feel like I can like push through and just do it. Oh no, I'm not doing an audio because it's in German and I didn't realize it.
Oh no.
I am doing it on only Kindle and I want to just listen to it so bad. Like I just want a listen, but it's like not available at all. The only one was in German. So we'll see.
Just learn German.
I just need to break. Yeah. Like Silver Flames just sounds so much better. Like I need to go back into fantasy and just enjoy that ride. But I wanted to read the book to watch the movie, but now I'm like, I don't even know if I care.
Yeah.
We'll see. But no, that's all.
Speaking of DNFing, I couldn't sleep last night and I started Bright Young Women. I read like 10 chapters. On Goodreads. Do I read it?
No.
Okay. Because I'm sick.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I know.
Like, it's so scary. It's like basically about Ted Bundy.
Yeah. I remember that. And it's also not like Madison's not really like page turner though either.
Yeah. I was going to say after the beginning, it kind of
Put me to bed last night.
Yeah.
But I was like, do I do it? Because I feel like it's like one of those books.
It's not worth it.
I'm at this point. I'm like, I'm not in it. I'm not putting myself through it.
I know. Like I used to be like, no, just push through. That's like how I feel about the No Exit book. I'm like, if I'm not feeling it, it's fine.
It's a waste of time.
It's
just
a
move
one
on.
Settinger. Yeah. Two, I can so feel like it's just one setting. I've got my characters. I don't love any of them by any means.
Yeah.
And I'm just like not in it.
I think I'm just gonna buy the women. But,
yeah.
My mom has it. Wait, are you wanting a physical copy or?
I think I have to Kindle it.
I know. I don't want to. I would prefer Kindle, but she has it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
So I'm just probably going to borrow it. But
yeah.
I have on hold right now, Libby. I haven't started anything new. So should I read Dark Matter? I have that on hold too.
You do?
Or I started it. And something else became available that I really wanted to read, so I didn't finish it.
And also Beartown is available. Mm. People are obsessed with Beartown. I know. But it's a series. That's why I keep getting it and then letting it lapse. Dark Matter is one of Logan's favorite books.
Yeah. I thought it sounded good.
Christian liked it.
Maybe I'm lying, actually.
I read Recursion by that author, and I like loved it.
Christian liked Recursion better.
Very than Dark Matter. Trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Sci-fi. Yeah. Very sci-fi, I would say, right?
Yeah.
So Dark Matter? You haven't read
Dark Matter. I read Recursion, not Dark Matter, but Logan's
Christian read Dark Matter, and he liked it.
I thought it sounded really good.
I know, it sounds really good.
Maddie, read by Baby.
Okay.
Did you Libby that or did you buy it?
I think I bought it.
Okay.
I put Chain Gang All-Stars on hold too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in that
one. If you think that doing all audio is possible for that, then I'm going to probably...
If you can focus, you can do all audio. And by the time you're hooked, which won't take long, then you love the audio.
Yeah, no, I'm really intrigued, so...
Yeah. I want to talk about it so bad.
I saw that Emily Griffin is coming out with yet another book.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. I like her. What it's called?
The Summer... Summer Pact.
Yeah, the Summer Pact.
So many summers.
I know.
We gotta figure out what to read next, and we don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this month in April, there's a few... Where's my notebook? There's a few releases coming out that I thought we'd be interested in. It's a new book by Abby Jimenez called... What did I say it was called? Just for the Summer... A Funny Story by Emily Henry is coming out at the end of April. Hmm. Not that we'll pick that because it's at the end of the month, but...
Maybe we do that for May, though. I want to give her a redemption arc so bad.
I do, too.
I don't even have that on my want to read because... I don't.
She's so good when she's good and she's so bad when she's bad.
I know. And then Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth is coming out.
Oh.
I like her.
I haven't read any of her books.
You should read The Good Sister.
Yes, that one's so good.
I read it literally in one night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's... I've read several of hers, but that's the best of hers so far.
Yeah, that's so for good. Sure. That's all.
That's what she wrote.
So we still don't know what to read for April.
No.
What's the vibe?
Not thrillery.
Not a thriller again.
I don't know.
Wait, is this a book? It's just a book.
Okay, we spent the last little while trying to find a book, but we can't find one to... agree on. Rip. Well, I don't know, we're not disagreeing, but we just can't find a good book, so we'll let you guys know on the Instagram what we have picked for April, and that is our episode, so we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.